This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Hey, no time to waste this morning. We're already running behind. It is Party Line Thursday edition. Shan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I didn't think the spinning wheel would ever stop spinning. It just kept spinning and kept going and kept going. But that's okay. I always love Blood, Sweat, and Tears. They're definitely a great group. Hey, it's going to be a great show today. We're going to call it our foodie show. We got food. We're going to talk about food. Joseph Bookwalter coming up at the top of the hour, talking about he's going to open up Slabby's this Saturday for an event. And then we're going to be talking to Kay Groves just in a little bit from Prep and Go. Oh, you talk about some good stuff there at Prep and Go. They got it going, Kay and Rosie over there at Prep and Go. Hey, before we do anything, though, we got to thank our sponsors, TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big Old Tires, not Tears. I got Tears in the Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Now I got to get the Tears out of the Tires. Big Old Tires in Lebanon. You may have Tears if you have a flat tire, but Big Old Tires can take care of you. Big deals, save money now, 24/7. We love bigdeals.com. BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news source for Lebanon, Boone County. CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, your free local news service for Flora and Delphi. And ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper for all things Clinton County. I also want to thank all of our sponsors that bring the HoosierlandTV.com broadcast to life each and every event that we cover. From Casper Media, 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big Old Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoup's, Wealthy Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties. A lot of stuff going on there. Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Withum Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Lenin's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. All bringing you the Hoosierland broadcast that you can see right now. You can see us live or later on in the archives, but regardless. Today, isolated showers and thunderstorms after 4 o'clock. We have a ribbon cutting today, downtown Frankfort at 4:30, so you want to be there if you can. It's Raska Realty. It's going to be a great day to celebrate another realtor coming into town. So that's downtown right on the corner of Jackson and Washington. Partly sunny with a high near 75 today. Breezy with a west-southwest wind. Tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms after 7. Looking for a low of 56. And then tomorrow, Friday, high near 63. And the weekend looking pretty good. Mostly sunny on Saturday with 65. And partly sunny with a high, listen to this, 78 coming up on Sunday. So high 70s. We will definitely take it. Definitely could use it this Sunday, the Sunday after Easter. All right, joining me right now is Kay Groves from Prep and Go. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, Shan. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. You're keeping everybody filled, their tummies filled, and their taste buds all full of life.
We are certainly trying.
Yeah, I tell you, some great stuff there at Michigan. First of all, tell me a little bit about your story, how you and Rosie decided to do this. I know a little bit of your journey, but tell us a little bit about the backstory of why and what brought you to this point.
Yeah. So about 6 years ago, I was trying to lose weight. I live alone. I was cooking. And when you live alone and you try to cook just for one person, you either throw a bunch away, you freeze it. It just is so hard to cook for one person. So yeah. I went ahead and made like just a Facebook status and said, hey, I'm making all this healthy food. Would anybody be interested in buying, the portions I'm not going to eat? And it kind of just took off from there. I had a bunch of people, just like my friends, join. And so I was doing it out of my house by myself. And then for about a year, my mom, during COVID, her position was eliminated at the hospital she worked at. And she's always had the dream of cooking for others and running a restaurant. So she came to me and said, hey, with this whole meal prep thing you're doing, why don't we do this full time? And I was like, well, I'll certainly help you. I have a finance and accounting background, and I love that part of my life. And so I said, well, I'm not quite ready to give up on my dream, but I'll help you get it started and all that. And we ended up finding a place in Michigan Town to rent and open up the storefront. And since we've been here, the meal prep aspect of our business has kind of changed a little bit. We're not so focused necessarily on the healthy meals, but more just that comfort food, the meat and potatoes. We do offer healthy things as well, but it's just a wide variety of offerings. And then as we've gotten into the community and into our store, we've really listened to customer feedback to bring this community what they truly wanted. And so they all started coming in and saying, we really miss having pizzas in town. So we were like, okay, let's look into that. So we started offering pizzas. And then people said they missed having ice cream in town. So now we offer ice cream. And we do our best to try to support everybody local. And so we give a lot of different small local businesses a place to store their item or sell their items as well. So we're really focused on community, just having a good time, feeding people quality food. It's all homemade. And that's kind of how we got to where we are.
Yeah, the key, and I think, you know, when you're talking about healthy food, it doesn't have to be horrible food.
Right. You know,
I think a lot of people immediately when they think, oh, they want me to eat healthy. Oh, I gotta eat, you know,
spinach and chicken.
Yeah, but you guys do it a little different. I mean, you do, like you said, you have the comfort foods, but you do have the foods that, but you put a little spice in. You make it flavorful. There's some. I mean, you've got some great meals. We you know, used you at the chamber, and I'm telling you, the lunches that we've had were always great. And I think that sometimes we kind of we think very narrow-mindedly about food, but I like what you said about everything being prepped, homemade. You're not using something that's coming in a bag, frozen, microwaving it, and it's more processed. You are really trying from scratch.
Yes. We do a lot of things from scratch, like our ranch is from scratch. Well, there are some things, you know, like when we do a pasta dish or tomato sauce dish, we do use a canned tomato sauce, but then we doctor it up. We just don't have enough time to take the tomatoes in whole form and process them down into a sauce at this point, but it's always been a dream to have everything from scratch. But for the most part, it's all homemade. It's from scratch, very little preservatives, and just quality, good food.
Oh, yeah. And I think more and more people, don't you think, Kay, that more and more people are looking for that? I mean, because your body talks to you. I mean, you know, there's times where I have been, you know, I maybe binge a sugar weekend or binge, you know, just some junk stuff. And then your body's like, you know, give me some meat and potato. Give me some vegetables. Give me some real food. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we hear often that people come in and they're like, I've recently gone through some GI issues or had surgery, and eating out has just been an awful experience lately. And then they're like, but one of the only places I can actually find food that doesn't hurt my stomach or upset my digestive is at Prep and Go. And I'm like, well, that's because we don't use all the processed stuff. And so that really helps people be able to eat out, have a little bit more convenience without having to make everything at home, but still get that quality food.
Yeah, and you can still get it. You can come in and get it to go. I mean, you can get it and take it home and eat it the next day. I mean, it doesn't have to be something that you're sitting there dining in. I mean, this is what you basically you kind of built the model on, was coming in, picking up things that you can have to eat throughout the week.
Yes, absolutely. So we do offer a hot lunch. About a year ago now, we switched our hours. So we're only open Thursday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., but we offer a hot lunch from 11 to 2 all of those days, and our lunch specials always change. You can find that on our website, prepandgo.com. But you can come in, and we have a couple tables. You can sit and eat that, or you can take that home. It's served hot. It's served fresh. And then we have our storefront freezer and our storefront cooler that we are constantly working on extra meals, extra offerings to put in those things. So no matter what time you come in, you should always be able to find something either in the cooler or the freezer to be able to kind of stock up your freezer, your refrigerator at home so that you're not pressured to, like, the night before, oh, no, I need lunch tomorrow. You can just grab that out of the freezer real quick. You have something homemade, something quality for you.
Oh, yeah, I've had your broccoli salad. You know, that's really good. There's, you know, you, when you guys have done, you know, potatoes, mashed potatoes, you know, there's so many things that, you know, we kind of take for granted, you know, that we, you know, go through, if you go through a fast food joint, you're going to get, you know, maybe you get hot fries, you don't know. and they're usually about a half of a half a box of them. You know, they didn't necessarily fill them up. But when you go in, you get to see the food. It's right there in the clear containers, and you get to take it and know, hey, this is what I'm getting. It's no surprise.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's great. Hey, a question. You've got a business finance background. Tell us a little bit about your sustainability, because you know how hard it is to open up a restaurant. Is a tough business. Restaurant, the food industry is very challenging because there is so many other folks out there, and there's a lot of competition. First of all, you know, what in your mind sets you apart? And then secondly, what has been the secret to the sustainability for the last 6 years? How have you guys stayed open and kept things going and actually growing?
Yeah, so all great questions and all great points. It is tough out here for a small business, food industry or not. I really encourage everybody to support local, support small businesses. You're not just lining some big CEO's paycheck and their, you know, extra stock market. You're really supporting family, be able to just live a dream and be able to pay their bills. And so, first and foremost, whenever possible, support small businesses. But the one thing I think really sets us apart is when you come into our store, whether it's your first time or your regular customer, you really feel like you're family when you walk in our door. And I'm not just saying that that's something
No, I think that's very accurate. Very accurate.
I really enjoy getting to know all of our customers. I try my best to strike up a conversation. And then when you come in the next time, I do my best to say, oh, hey, how's, you know, your aunt doing that you were telling me about the last time? And so you just get that. You don't walk in and you just don't just feel like you're another customer. Like, we truly love our community. We love our customers. We're making those conversations. We want to know how you're doing. One thing I wasn't prepared for when I got into this business was watching the community grow. And so, you know, we just completed year four. We're going on year five. 4 years ago, there were people walking in the door that were pregnant, and now their kids are 3 years old. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I get to watch your kids grow up. This is amazing. And so we're just there along the way. I mean, we're feeding you, but more than that, we're there to be a part of your community. And so I think that really has helped set us apart of you come in and you're truly part of our family, and we appreciate every conversation, every transaction we make. And as far as sustainability, I think the one thing that Mom and I have been absolutely amazing about is listening to our community and pivoting. This does not look like what we thought it would 4 years ago when we were planning and getting started. No, it has evolved.
Yeah, I would agree, because I remember some of those early conversations, and you guys have done a great job of you know, I know the word pivot is kind of way overused in the business world, but you guys have done a nice job of navigating what people want. And
yes,
that's a challenge in and itself, because, you know, sometimes you've got this dream, this vision, this focus, this goal, and you're going to go through hell or high water to make your dream come through. But sometimes that's not everybody else's dream. And as a financial person, I think you probably get it that, you know what? Dreams don't always pay the bills.
100%. I think the best example of that is our meal prep. I mean, that is what we got started on, is a pre-order meal prep system. And we no longer even offer the pre-order part of it because it just was not growing like every other aspect of our business was. And so I finally had to say, I know this is what our dream was, and I know this is how we got started, but it's not growing, and if we want to continue to be here, we need to pivot and we need to find something else. And so now it's just the walk-in portion of the meal prep. We still do it. It just shifted a little bit. It looks a little bit different than what we envisioned. But it's all helped us get to where we are. And just listening to our customers, listening to our community say, you know, it'd be really nice to have this, or we really would like this. And we are still welcoming new customers in our door almost daily, if not, there's several people a week. And I think that has a lot to do with it. Anytime I read anything on a social media feed, here, meet somebody at an event, and they're like, oh, you want prep and go? I've heard nothing but good things. And I think that word of mouth has helped us. And you just sometimes have to look at the reports and say, hey, this isn't working. We need to, if we want to continue to do it, we need to find a different way to do it, or we need to jump ship and try something else.
Right. And there's nothing wrong with being, you know, there's nothing wrong with optimism. I always say I am an optimistic realist, you know, so I'm very optimistic, but you also have to keep reality in the forefront, or at least the core, you know, because reality is actually real, you know, so
right.
It is something that happens on a daily basis, but optimism does power you and fuel you, because you got to be able to look at the numbers and say, you know, okay, well, this isn't working, let's try this, and be willing to try and taste. Believe me, as a business owner, as a you know, our family has businesses, we've got being part of the chamber with all the different, I mean, there's so many connections that people don't recognize, and you said it so eloquently, Kay, that you know, the shopping local and shopping small is so important, because mom and pop businesses, they're not necessarily looking for that huge payout at the end of the week. They are looking for, hey, you know, it's going to take me $300 today to pay my rent. I got to get enough money to pay the rent. I got to get enough money to pay the utilities. I got to get enough money. And they're not looking to get rich off of it, but it's something that they're wanting to be sustainable and yet be a part of the community. And fulfill their purpose and passion.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think that you're a great example of that. Tell me, I know you kind of talked about it a little bit, but you know, about the customers. But what, talking about passion, what is that one thing that motivates you every morning to come out, at least through Thursday through Sunday, or and then even in your planning, that gets you up to say, hey, you know, we're going to do this again today.
I think, and I'll answer mainly just for me. I don't want to speak for my mom on this one. I think at this point, there have been moments along the way that we've looked at each other and we've been like, what are we doing? It would be so much easier to go back into the work that we were doing before this, that we wouldn't stress as much. And it all boils down a lot to, if I had to look at our regular customers that we've gotten to know and love over the last 4 years and tell them I was closing my doors, my passion has still, that conversation has been so much more unwanted than getting up and grinding more and more every day. And not every day do we feel like, oh my gosh, this is absolutely crazy. What are we doing? There's really good times. There's really hard times. But our customers keep us here. And I know that that's so cliche to say, but it truly is what keeps us going, is knowing all the connections we've made, knowing all of the people. I mean, we have people who come in for lunch and they sit down, and whether they live alone or they've recently lost spouses or loved ones, sometimes we're the only people they really get to talk to throughout the day. And we genuinely have a great connection with them, and that keeps me going.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, well, you've got a celebration coming up. What's in store this year for the annual anniversary celebration?
Yes, so we are celebrating 4 years completed. We're working on year five now. So this year we have our annual lunch, which is going to be smoked brisket. It's the one time a year you can get our brisket. We're doing barbecue pork and grilled chicken wings with the sides, and you can get it as a plate. You can get it as a macaroni bowl with the brisket on top. You can get nachos. So we have the whole lunch covered. It's all made by Prep and Go. Going to be delicious. So we have that part of it. And then, as we were just talking about, supporting local is something I am so passionate about, and I love to give people an opportunity to showcase what their talent, what they can do. So we have about 15 other local small businesses coming and setting up that day, and they're all going to be showcasing their hard work, their talent, what they can offer. So it's just going to be a big community celebration of grinding every day and having a lot of fun. And then we're going to have door prizes. So if you come, you'll get a raffle ticket, a chance to win some cool prizes. And then this year we are offering our Thankful For You punch cards. So you buy 4 different items up front, and then you would get 2 free. So that could save you anywhere from about $15 to $35. So we're really just trying to give back to the community that's supported us for 4 years. It's going to be a great time. The weather, I think, is going to turn out absolutely amazing. It's going to be great to get out of your house, come do a little bit of shopping, eat a great lunch, and have some fun.
And when is it again? What day?
April 11th, so this coming Saturday, from 11 to 2.
Okay, yep. Awesome. 11 to 2 this Saturday. We got a lot going on. I'm going to have to eat Prep and Go and Slabby's on Saturday. So I'm going to be, I am going to have a full belly, that's for sure. But so 11 to 2 at Prep and Go in Michigan Down. This is going to be the anniversary celebration. Other businesses will be involved. Make sure you get out there and join. Your menu, you got beef enchiladas today, right?
We do have beef enchiladas today. They are very, very popular. They're very good. Very filling.
I've had your chicken parmesan before. You're going to have that tomorrow, right? Is that chicken?
Yep.
Is that chicken parmesan? That is really good. And your lunch, you just come in. You don't have to. You can call, but you can come in, order it, pick it up. You can eat it there, or you can take it with you. And then pizza. I think sometimes when you mention the pizza, that's going on every evening, Thursday through Sunday, right?
The pizza actually starts at 11, so you can get it through the lunch hour
okay,
as well.
Okay, that's right. Okay, good. Yep. Good to know. So yep. You can get pizza through the lunch hour. What's your favorite pizza? What's the specialty? What's the most famous or most popular?
Oh, well, if you look at the reports, the most popular is like just plain old pepperoni.
Oh yeah.
I love pepperoni. This year, we actually made kind of a new and improved standard menu, which is everything that we offer from 11 to 8 every day. It includes all of our pizzas. And last year, we started a pizza of the month. And so this year, we actually added some of those onto our standard menu. So we always have the hot honey, the taco pizza. They're available, the pickle pizza. Those are probably the 3 most favorite of those pizzas of the month that we tried out last year that have now made it onto our permanent menu.
The hot honey sounds good.
Yeah, so it is pepperoni, ricotta cheese, our pizza cheese, and when it comes out of the oven, we do a really nice drizzle of Mike's hot honey on it.
Okay.
People love that one.
I'm already hungry. I was already hungry when I came in, but now it's like I'm really hungry. So, and people can try that actually today. You could order it at 11 o'clock today and have that hot honey pizza.
Absolutely, yes.
And the beef enchiladas, all good stuff. How did folks get a hold of you, Kay, and get to visit with your wonderful mother, Rosie? How do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so give us a call at 765-249-4001. And I do recommend placing your order maybe about 10 to 20 minutes before you are here, just so that if you're in a hurry, we can have it ready for you. But you can give us a call or go to our website, prepandgo.com. It has our standard menu. It has our lunch calendar on there so you can see what's coming up. And then follow us on Facebook or Instagram. And Facebook's really where we put like all of our extras that we're offering in the cooler. That's where our biggest chain of communication is.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of followers. You've got, before we get out of here, I think that's one thing, social media, sometimes we kind of forget about. Well, we shouldn't forget about it because it's such a big deal in a lot of the businesses' lives. But you have a lot of people that follow you. You've got great reviews. Check them out. And your website is very simple to navigate. And you got a calendar right there. You can find out what's going to be your you plan all of that because you're preppers. How about that?
That's right. That's right. Every once in a while, something happens. We have to switch plans, but. Yeah. For the most part, we stay true to that calendar.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much today, Kay. Give your mom a hug, and we will probably see you Saturday or sometime before Saturday because I'm going after the hot honey pizza. That is right now on my taste buds. Dason is
perfect.
Laughing. Oh, and real quick too, you do the bigdeals.com. So you do We Love Big Deals with Casper Media a lot. So
yes, we do.
That's all, and we appreciate that. And that's always a great way to get even a great bargain. So there you go. We Love Big Deals. Watch for Prep and Go on the WeLoveBigDeals.com website. Thanks, Kay. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We appreciate Kay Groves joining us this morning via phone in Michigan Town. Prep and Go. They're open at 11 o'clock today. Beef enchiladas, Dason. Beef enchiladas. Mm-mm. And that hot honey pizza. Sounds really good. Well, we're going to take a break, going to come back, talk more food. It's Food Thursday with Joseph Buchwalter, one of my favorite human beings on the planet. Going to talk to Joseph here in just a little bit. It's Party Line on WILO.